The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right, welcome to today's edition of the Carl Jackson Podcast. Can black people be racist? Some say that we have no institutional power, so it's impossible to be racist. As a matter of fact, what I want to do is play an audio clip. This from Michael Eric Dyson. I heard this argument several years ago. Actually, when I was a kid growing up in Los Angeles, I heard Jesse Jackson spew the same nonsense. And yes, just for the record, I do believe that blacks can be racist, and I'm going to talk about why. But first, I want you to hear the argument from this guy, Michael Eric Dyson, who is a reverend or a pastor. Oh, my God. But here's what he has to say about it, and then I'll react. Here we go.
Rehabilitated and real entertaining. This is the Carl Jackson Podcast.
For those of you who have heard similar viewpoints espoused by similar people, let me tell you this. That kind of lethal ignorance, that kind of viewpoint that disparages black people, number one, that condescends and talks down to us, number two, that draws specious, spurious parallels between white racism and black racism. Racism presupposes the ability to control a significant segment of the population economically, politically, and socially by imposing law, covenant, and restriction on their lives. Black people ain't had no capacity to do that. Can we be bigoted? Yes. Can we be prejudiced? Yes. Racist? No. The unintelligence of the formulation is problematic when any black person says that. Number three, when black people began to spew this notion that 96% of black people are racist because we vote for a black candidate, suggests that all white people who vote for all white candidates are therefore also unavoidably racist. By that logic, everybody in the world is racist and it balances out, doesn't it? It makes no sense. It is illogical and irrational to its core. What we see when we hear these kinds of comments are lethal self-hatred, the denial of the humanity to black people that we see reflected in the dominant white society, refracted through the prism of our own black lives. Unmolested by enlightenment, such people are peripatetic, that is, walking around virtuous, not in terms of their virtue, but virtual expressions of degraded self-hatred. I feel sorry. I feel horrible when I'm in the presence of such mean-speaking, ignorance-spewing, incredibly cantankerous viewpoints that don't honor the integrity, the beauty, the diversity, the complexity, and the wondrous, rapturous intelligence of black people. That's why I hang with black folk all the time, because I know better than that. You heard?
All right, so you heard Michael Eric Dyson. I always get a kick out of this guy. Obviously a brilliant man. He goes out of his way to make sure that see that he has an extensive European vocabulary. That's always amazing to me. That's Michael Eric Dyson. This guy, again, is a reverend and a pastor. He says some things that, frankly, are quite silly. But he sounds smart, yet he says nothing. And I want to talk about that. So, can blacks be racist? Of course blacks can be racist. Michael Eric Dyson does not have the moral authority to say otherwise. He says that we have no institutional power. I'm going to break that nonsense down because it's people like him, in my opinion, that are responsible for keeping black people down by having some blacks think that we're constantly and perpetually oppressed because we live in this structurally racist system. Nothing could be further from the truth, at least not in this day and age. And based upon his own prosperity, you would think he would say otherwise. But this is it really frustrates me when I hear people that claim to be pastors, claim to be reverends, and they speak like this and they spew this hatred, this division. It's absolute and utter nonsense. So I wrote a column on this several years ago. You can find it on my website, carljacksonshow.com. Please be sure to follow me on all of my social media sites, The Carl Jackson Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Parler, True Social, you name it. But I want to dive into this because, again, this is complete and utter nonsense. So blacks can't be racist because we have no institutional power, he says. So this is a very, just using logic, as he said. Now, he says people like me, right, we're disparaging our own community. We're speaking, you know, we're condescending to our own community. And we have a lethal self-hatred. A lethal self-hatred. No, I don't. I don't hate myself. I just happen to love God. I love His Word. I'm not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But this is exactly why this man, as a pastor, as a reverend, has no moral authority whatsoever. But let's touch on logic. This is a very juvenile argument by this man that uses these large, big, grandiose words to make himself look good. And I have no problem with that. He's obviously an intelligent man, but he looks at his skin before he looks up to God. And that is a real issue, particularly amongst those that claim to be people of faith. So let me ask this. If blacks can't be racist, then we would have to assume that whites, no matter what or no matter where they are, they can always be racist. So I guess we should ask Michael Eric Dyson. So if a white man or woman are living in an area of the world where they don't control parts of the government, can they be racist? You see how stupid that argument is? He says big words, sounds really intelligent, but then you start thinking logically too, and you're like, wait a minute. So you're saying whites can't be racist? You know, if they live in different parts of Africa or God forbid, you know, not God forbid, but, you know, Amazon, wherever it may be, Northern Triangle, wherever it may be, so whites can't be racist there? I guess you can't travel with your heart and with your mind. You see how these people that try to sound so smart are really illogical, and they're trying to cover up their own racism and justify their own racism. Of course, blacks can be racist. All right. So again, juvenile arguments. You ask yourself the question, okay, if whites live here, can they be racist? Let's take it on a micro level. So if a white person lives in an area that's predominantly ran by Democrats and or black minority Democrats, can that person be racist? You see how silly these arguments become? Here's what I want you to know. God is first and foremost. God is on the throne. We're all going to be judged by God at the end of the day, including Michael Eric Dyson, including myself. And here's what you should understand. There's no affirmative action plan in heaven. You got it? There is no affirmative action plan in heaven. If you happen to be a Black Panther, if you happen to be a white skinhead or in the Democratic KKK, when you go before God, if you try to justify your racism, but Lord, you know, you're a Black Panther. All right. So let's take a Black Panther. We won't take a white or a white skinhead or a KKK based on Michael Eric Dyson's argument. But if you believe in God, if you claim to be a person of faith like this guy does, so you're going to stand before God in judgment one day. And God is going to ask you, why is it that you carry such hatred in your heart and unforgiveness in your heart? Are you going to say to God, but God, you know, you're a Black Panther, but now you're scared of going to hell, or a Black nationalist, right? Like Daryl Brooks, that killed all these white people and ran over others, or Frank James in New York City. I'm not sure who he killed because they don't want to report that, right? So, can you be racist? Lord, I had no institutional power. What do you think the Lord is going to say? This is why this is an absolute joke. Blacks don't have the moral authority to blanketly call people racist based upon or without evidence or behavior. So if one person acts like a racist, behaves like a racist, like you had the Buffalo shooter, all right, clear racist. Absolutely. Clear racist. Should we judge all people? All white people based upon that? So should all black people be judged by the Waukesha massacre or the Brooklyn subway shooter? You see the inconsistency of their arguments? They sound really smart. Really smart man, Michael Eric Dyson is. There's no affirmative action plan in heaven. That guy has no moral authority whatsoever to make the asinine argument that he just made, but he tries to sound smart. It's amazing to me. Racism is not a structural issue. Here's what I want you to understand. It's not a systemic. It's not a structural. It's not an institutional issue. It is a heart issue. God isn't going to ask you what country you grew up on and under what government. He is going to judge your heart individually. So this is why you know that this man is a complete and utterly wrong. The Bible teaches us. This is where I derive my moral authority from. Where does he derive his from? His intellect? Then his moral authority is arbitrary simply because he believes what he believes based upon his skin color, based upon logical arguments. Well, again, he doesn't have that moral authority. A white person can come in and say the exact same thing as Michael Eric Dyson says, you know what? I can't be racist. I have no institutional power in this area of the world, in this area of the country, so I cannot be racist. Does that fly? Of course it doesn't. It's silly. Sounds smart, but it's really, really, really juvenile. The Bible tells us that man looks at the outward appearance, but God judges the heart. That's the issue.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
All right, so now I want to give you some stats. I don't want to just bring you, I don't want to just bring you the spiritual argument, the logical argument. But of course, blacks have institutional power in America. We saw it during the BLM riots in 2020. We saw it when Obama was in the White House. You'll see it if you go to the DMV. You'll see it if you had to go to a child support's office, like I did at one point in time of life. All right. You see it. Blacks do have institutional power. As a matter of fact, blacks are overrepresented in our government, in our federal government. So not only do blacks, we have institutional power. We are a major part of the institution. I'll give you some stats. All right. So these are the latest stats that I can find. And I'll even go back to my column. There's some stats that are slightly older than these. Ages back to 2016, or dates back to 2016. And I'm sure the numbers are even higher now. But this from Fed Week, the demographics of the federal workforce that's summarized. This is an OPM annual report on the demographics of the federal workforce, describing how it is changing over time, and how it compares with the overall labor workforce. So here are the stats for you. The percentage of minorities in the federal workforce increased by 0.4%. This is going back this is 2016, but the latest stats they had are actually from 2014. So 0.4% to 35.3% in the fiscal year of 2014. So that's 34.9% in fiscal year 2013. So minorities represented in the federal workforce jumped from 34.9% to 35.3%. To 35.3% in the span of 1 year. This is noticeably greater than the percentage of civilian labor force that is comprised by minorities. I want you to trip off of this number. And again, these are the latest stats that I could find. I'm sure there's probably some out there that are updated where the numbers are even greater. But if I look at the private sector, if I look at the, you know what, I don't want to use the term private sector. Let's say if I look at the real world, do you know what percentage of blacks are working in the real world? 32.5% at the time of this research, at the time that this research was done. So you have a larger percentage of blacks in the institution, in the structure, helping to control the government at 35.3%. Do you see how their arguments are just asinine? They just say stuff. They say big words. They keep blacks oppressed. They keep blacks mad and angry. So they keep the money rolling to themselves. They keep the prosperity. They keep the prestige. They look good. They sound good. But they keep blacks down. And then they call me the sellout. Okay. All right. So the federal workforce, here's what it's comprised of. 18.1% are black. All right, so I said 37. So 18.1% are black, 8.4% are Hispanic, 5.6% are Asian, 0.4% are Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander, 1.7% are American Indian, Alaska Native, 1.2% non-Hispanic, multiracial, 64.7% are white. Minorities as a whole constituted 35.3% of the federal workforce. All right, so excuse me. I used the terminology wrong. I should have said minorities comprise 32.5% of the civilian workforce, but there's a greater representation in the federal government. So excuse me. I want to make sure that I present this correctly. So you have 18.1% of the federal workforce that happens to be black people. 18.1%. Do you know what the population is of the black Americans inside of the United States? It's somewhere approximately 13%. So approximately 13%, 18% of us are represented in the federal workforce. We are the institution. You see how this works? But the left and people like Michael Eric Dyson used to like to use these terms. Well, you can't be. They're big government people. They're big government people. That's essentially what it comes down to. They've chosen big government over God. Yet this guy is a pastor. We can't be. We don't have power. Oh yeah, Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago doesn't have power. Barack Obama didn't have power. Mayor Jerry Demings right here in the county, Orange County, city of Orlando, he doesn't have power. Some of the other mayors that are in blue cities across the United States, they don't have power. They don't have institutional power. There's no institutional power in black academia. There's no institutional power within black churches. There's no institutional power within the arts. You see how this argument falls apart when you really start looking at how far black people have advanced in American society? It's absolutely amazing to me. It's absolutely amazing to me. I have no beef with this guy except to say that he's doing more damage, in my opinion, than good, because he's making black people believe that there's some white boogeyman out there to get them. And it's leading to destruction within the black community, where we're destroying ourselves. We're committing suicide, ethnic suicide, if you will, and we're looking around for the murderer. When we're doing it to ourselves, and it's people like this guy, in my opinion, that are making this stuff happen. So here's based on a column that I wrote years ago. This was before these stats came out. Unknown to many is the fact that blacks hold more government jobs by percentage than any other ethnicity. In an article entitled, quote, government job cuts threaten the black middle class, close quote. This was an NPR argument. They said blacks are 30% more likely. Listen to this. Blacks are 30%. This is NPR. All right. This isn't any right-wing conspiracy.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
All right. So blacks are 30% more likely than non-blacks to work in the public sector, in government. According to the University of California, Berkeley's Center for Labor Research and Education. Again, UC Berkeley, not exactly a right wing rag, right? And then also roughly 21% of black workers are public employees, compared with 16.3% of non-blacks. In other words, yet again, we are the institution. So we need to stop scapegoating Whitey. This is exactly what this this man wants to do. He wants to scapegoat Whitey. Right? This is how they derive their power. This is how they derive respect in the black community. The white man is out to get you. I'm even going to preach that in church. The white man is out to get you. It's astonishing to me. Meanwhile, he's sending people that look like him to hell. Yes. Yes. I believe in heaven and hell. And you have hate and unforgiveness in your heart. You're not going to be chilling with Michael Eric Dyson. You're not going to be chilling with anybody else. When you stand before God, it is going to be, you and yourself. That's it. Or me, myself, and I. That's right. That's who's going to be standing before God. And yet we let people like this constantly divide us. It's sickening to me. It's sickening to me. So I gave you some stats. Blacks are a major part of the institution. So don't come to me and say that we don't have any institutional power, as if we haven't made strides throughout the years, as if slavery, racism wasn't a universal issue and is still to this day in many places a universal issue. Slavery is. Racism is. See, we have it so good in the United States of America, blacks do, that we can whine and complain and bicker. We can riot like we did during 2020, break down cities, tear down cities, destroy our own property values. We can do that in the name of justice, right? People like Michael Eric Dyson wants you to believe that blacks are disenfranchised, that there's this massive conspiracy of whites across the country. There's severe injustice built into our system. Well, what if what we're experiencing, let me ask you this question. What if what we're experiencing in the black community is an injustice? What if what we're experiencing is judgment by God? You ever thought about that? You ever thought about that? When we decided to follow LBJ, the racist Democrat, Lyndon B. Johnson, who voted against the Civil Rights Act before he co-opted it while he was president to try to take credit for it, voted against it when Dwight D. Eisenhower, the Republican, put forth the same type of legislation. Blacks fall for this stuff hook, line, and sinker. Just bamboozled, hoodwinked, duped, as Malcolm X would say. Unbelievable. So, yes, blacks can be racist. Again, man looks at the outward appearance, but God judges the heart. Doesn't say here in the Bible that God judges the structure of a society, the institutions of a society. No, no. God judges the heart. God judges the heart. So Michael Eric Dyson has gotten it wrong, and he's speaking to you. He's condescending to you. All you black people, he's condescending to you. He talks about people like me being condescending. It is him who's condescending. He speaks with his big words. He sounds so amazing, right? So smart, so brilliant. He can't be wrong, but he is. But he is, because he's not God. And he doesn't have the moral authority to say what he's saying. Of course, blacks can be racist. One of the dumbest arguments that I've ever heard from a smart guy. Really, 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 really sad. So stop scapegoating Whitey. It is an injustice that we're experiencing across the country. It's justice, Carl, or a judgment. Carl, why do you say that? Let me go back to this article. All right, so the tipping point, my own article, by the way, carljacksonshow.com, the tipping point seems to have been when blacks decidedly chose the policies of LBJ's war on poverty over God's divine plan of family. The breakdown of the family within the black community. God created the family. So sadly, listen, there's many blacks that respect the traditional family, and I know them, and so do you. And they thrive within the traditional family system that God created, that you'll see in all areas of the world. Of course, man, woman, child. But a lot of blacks on the left have abandoned the traditional family, and we're experiencing the consequences because we abandoned God and we abandoned God's plan and we embrace LBJ's plan. We embraced big government. And so we're experiencing the judgment of doing that. Our government dependency has contributed to the broken homes. So many, you have women out there with multiple baby daddies, as if they don't know any better. You get with one no good man, and then you get pregnant by another no good man, and then you decide to kill the baby. Many, too many in the black community, too many black women do. You don't think that offends God? So maybe it's not injustice that we're experiencing. We should be 25% of the population. Maybe it's judgment from God. Just something to think about. Black on black crime. Are white people doing that to us? Or are we doing it to ourselves? Come on, guys. This is logic. We've abandoned biblical values. Too many of us in the black community go to church on Sunday, but abandon biblical values for the rest of the week. What does God think about this? It doesn't mean I'm far from perfect. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'm far from perfect. But I understand who the creator is and who's going to judge me ultimately. It's not Michael Eric Dyson. It's not the black community. It's not the white community. It's not the Latino Asian community. It's not the federal government. It is God Almighty. And this is what, sadly, too many black people don't seem to understand like Michael Eric Dyson doesn't anymore. So we'll excuse the rioting in the streets in 2020. Oh, we have no structural power. Oh, well, you know, racism and all this kind of nonsense. We'll excuse people like, we'll make heroes of people like Michael Brown, who grabbed Officer Darren Wilson's gun, and we want to erect a statue of a guy that tried to grab a gun from a cop. I have no problem with the cop shooting him in that case. This is complete and utter nonsense. Guys, I don't want to ramble on forever on this, but I just want you to get the idea that blacks can be racist. Of course, we do have institutional power, as I've just laid out to you. We have to stop scapegoating whitey, if you will. Whites aren't to blame for blacks feeling disenfranchised. I think we're experiencing justice, or we're experiencing judgment. I'm sorry, for abandoning God. And again, these are the three points. Michael Eric Dyson doesn't have the moral authority. He's not God. So he doesn't have the moral authority to say that blacks can't be racist. Very stupid argument from a very smart man. Demographics in the federal government. We comprise 18% of the federal workforce. We're only 13% of the population, approximately. And then we keep blaming whitey. So we're blaming whitey for all the problems that are endemic within the black community, when it's us who decided to count on big government instead of our big God. Makes no sense, but that's my argument. Of course, blacks can be racist. Guys, make sure you follow me everywhere on social media. Please, the Carl Jackson Show, Instagram. You can follow me there, Truth Social. Facebook, the Carl Jackson Show on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast, Apple, Google, YouTube. We need more followers on YouTube. So YouTube, the Carl Jackson Show, Rumble, the same thing if you prefer Rumble. Guys, until next time, don't grow weary doing good. God bless you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.